Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.
Yes, yes, yes. It's me, it's me. Listen, FSP. Not your normal host. JTHN Money's not in the building, but hopefully he will be at some point. But for now, we have Mr. FSP and the Joker's Wild. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Vic. Nice to be doing a show with you. Feels like old times.
Yeah, bro.
What are we going to start the show with tonight?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, since the Joker asked the question, I'm going to say, why so serious? Well, we're serious because we're going to talk about Florida State. We're going to talk about this possible young man's career being totally possible long-term jail time for the kid out of Florida State, quarterback, Heisman Trophy candidate, undefeated team leading, all for a big mistake. We're going to talk about A-Rod. Were his antics staged? Were they for real? And how sincere is he? What information is his lawyer or his counsel group going to shed tomorrow, that being Friday? We're also going to talk about tonight's NFL Thursday night football game, the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons preseason and whatnot. This was going to be a hot, hot game, but right now it's looking like a blowout one way. We'll talk about that. And whatever else comes on the docket. You know, we might have some calls, so if you want to call in, you can always dial the number, 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. Or you can go where Jeff began when he joined us, our chat room. All you have to do, blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Click on the current show, which is Fantasy Sports Politics Crew Show, and jump in the chat room. State your case. Who won first place? Football, b-ball, soccer, too. Log on. Ain't nobody stopping you because Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. I just did our little thing there. Anyway, that was a little corny, but back to the basics here. JTF, Jeff. Which topic do you want to tackle first? A-Rod, Florida State, or what?
You know, well, I'll start with A-Rod because that's a little closer to home for me. I live in the New York area. And A-Rod gave an Academy Award performance on one of the New York sports radio stations. You see, New York is so bad they named it twice. We got double everything. You know, we got at least two teams in every major sport. We got, most markets have one sports talk radio. We got two, and they're always at war, WFAN and WESPN, the two rival stations. And it's an ugly rivalry. They absolutely hate each other, the two stations. He went on with Mike Francesa because, you know, in case you haven't heard, A-Rod could be a little petty. He was ticked off at one of the guys on the other station. And, you know, he gave a real Academy Award performance. And, you know, Yeah, he's lied about the PEDs before. Of course, we're supposed to believe him now. And, you know, the thing is, this is arbitration, not a court of law. If you got the facts on your side or the law on your side, you know, if you got the law, you pound the law. You got to pound the facts. You got nothing, you pound the table, you know. So he put on a real show. And, baseball is very hypocritical, but, this guy's just trying to save his name. But believe me, if they can get him into a court of law, he's toast. But you know what? One thing in his favor, I don't care for him. I don't think he's a horrible guy. I think he's a phony and a fraud. But it kind of like with the Roger Clemens thing. I think most likely Clemens used steroids, but the word of a guy who was practically a pathological liar is not sufficient to convict somebody. And if Major League Baseball paid for all kinds of tainted evidence from all kinds of sleaze bags, that's not enough to, convict A-Rod in this arbitration hearing.
You're right, and I'm glad you said all that stuff, Jeff, because, again, A-Rod contests that Major League Baseball had decided to pay some private investigators or someone to, come forth and snitch or claim that A-Rod was involved. But these same individuals were the folks that helped baseball get Ryan Braun. And Ryan Braun, we talked about him earlier in the summer and stuff like that, how he went out and was like, how dare them do this, how dare they do this, and da-da-da-da-da, and he ruined my reputation, only for us to find out that he was completely at fault. So when A-Rod, and you said he gave Academy Award-winning performance, and you pound the table, you got nothing. You pound the table, you call a name, you kick a briefcase, you walk out. How real is it? I don't know. I am interested in seeing what his counsel is going to release tomorrow. I really am. Because this guy, he's done so much. I can't sit up here and defend him. And I got you, Black. Black's on the line, by the way, Jeff. But he's done so much that it's hard to believe things that he said. Now, here's something that I will say. He was involved with what's Tory's last name? Former pro wrestler. He was involved with her for a while. And we know about the issue with performance-enhancing drugs and pro wrestling. I'm not saying Tory was involved in it. I'm not saying that she got A-Rod involved with it or anything like that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you have a guy that was previously connected or suspected to a performance-enhancing drug. He dates a young lady that's in a business that's run rampant by performance-enhancing drugs. Sometime later, said player is then linked yet again to a performance-enhancing pharmaceutical company that services some of those athletes or some of those pro wrestlers and other athletes throughout the world. Now, the one thing I'll say about A-Rod is this. He does have a right to know exactly why he got suspended for 211 games. Calling out Bud Selig, whatever. It's his act, it's his thing, whatever. Got it. But at the same time, how does he then rectify the fact that he has been caught lying on multiple occasions? His team is somewhat distancing themselves from him, and he might retire, whether he wants to or not. I don't know how it goes, but let me bring Black in. I'm not sure if he's able to talk right now, but if you're able to talk, Black, what are your thoughts on this?
On the A-Rod situation? I saw bits and pieces of him on the Francesa thing. I don't know. I don't truly know what to say about it. It's long. It's drawn out. It keeps going away, and it keeps coming back. He's talking about his legacy is on the line. You knew what you were doing when you injected yourself. So with him screaming all these things, is just crazy, man. It's just crazy.
Well, let's jump off of this real quick because I know you might have to run, and I want to get your thoughts on it, especially since you're a college guy. What the hell is going on in Florida State?
Please don't bring up the misery that is Georgetown today.
Nah, I didn't bring up G-Town. What's going on in Florida State?
Oh, FSU, the scandal with Jameis Winston.
Correct.
I don't know why this took over a year to come out, but it's coming out. I have some very close friends of the Florida State fans, and they're pulling their heads out over this one. They can't understand it. But it actually came out today that they found some evidence of some of his DNA on the girl's panties and something like that. It's just going to be wild. It's going to be a wild case. I'm waiting to see what unfolds. If they suspend Jameson, I think they're down to their third-string quarterback because the second stringer got hurt. It's going to be a fiasco. But I don't see why they bring up these charges. When they first came out, the suspect was 5'8", 5'9", with straight hair. But now we hear that the DNA is on her panties. So it has to be Jameis Winston. I mean, it couldn't be anybody else. But we got to see how it turns out.
Well, that's the funny part about it. Not the funny part, because none of that's funny. You know, it's very convenient. And I know Jeff is our conspiracy theorist, so I definitely want to know what you think, Jeff. This guy, you know, he wasn't anybody that big last year when this allegedly took place. All of a sudden, he's powering Florida State to a possible, when I say possible, national championship game. The rumor is that some of the police force down there said you don't want to pursue the case because Florida, Tallahassee is a big football city, and, you know, that's something that's going to ruin your life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So basically try to not meanly intimidate, but subversively intimidate her, you know, just trying to discourage her from doing anything to the point where the family and the girl doesn't think she's going to get justice and, you know, possibly might not pursue or started to not pursue any charges against this guy. So, Jeffrey, I mean, what do you know? What do you see? What do you think?
Well, first I want to say hi to Black, and thanks for calling in. You know, I mean, last week, all I knew was, you know, there was an allegation, but no charges were filed. And, of course, that the initial description was a much shorter young man than Jameis Winston. But ever since it came out that there was DNA evidence, that's tough to beat. And, you know, this is, you know, an unfortunate situation because there's a victim. And, you know, Jameis Winston, if he's guilty, you know, he's ruining a very bright future. You know, I'm not sure exactly what to do, but by him and the university not issuing a statement, it doesn't look good. You know, I mean, if, you know, he can make a statement like, I don't know what, you know, if he said, well, I did something, but it was consensual. At least that's something. But by not saying anything, I think it just leads to more and more speculation. And, yeah, it's just it's very unfortunate. You know, believe me, there'll be some conspiracy theories, and especially tomorrow, the anniversary of JFK assassination. But it's still early. you know, in this. And it's just one of these things. It's just you just wish it never happened. You wish it would go away. I mean, somewhat similar a few years ago was Cam Newton, but that was just taking money, not, you know, a violent crime or anything. But that was, believe me, that's when I knew, you know, there was a whole storm around Cam Newton, you know, about, you know, his father took money on his behalf and all that. And it was right before the Alabama game. And, you know, he played a great game and didn't back down. And that's when I thought to myself, this guy's got a pair. He's going to be a good pro, you know. You know, because, you know, some guys would, you know, wilted under that pressure because, believe me, he was under a lot of pressure, and he showed he could hold his mud. So, but that's nothing compared to this. This is a lot more serious.
Well, conspiracies are already out there, Joker.
Well, they're always, but, you know, it takes a while to develop some.
I heard that Nick Saban could be behind this, and Urban Meyer could be behind this. All types of crazy stuff is out there.
These college rivalries can get so ugly; they really can. The stuff they do, you never know because I mean, they just these big college rivalries. Just people lose their minds, especially in these small towns. They don't have pro teams. They got college teams. You know, they eat, sleep, and breathe it, you know?
Well, guys, we got a call. I believe it will be my cousin, but I want to make sure. Call from C4. Welcome to Parents Sports Politics Cruise Show. Please state your name.
Roll Tide.
It's my cousin.
Yo,
yes,
hey Vic, have you ever seen that documentary they did on the rivalry between Alabama and Auburn? Oh my God.
No, I have not.
They had this one Bama on there where he poisoned a tree. He poisoned
well,
the tree.
Well, that I heard about.
Auburn.
I heard about the poisoning of the tree. But to
this
kid,
terrible, man.
Huh? But to do something like this to this kid if he
It's nothing like that. But I'm just backing up what Jeff was saying as to how, you know, how deep that rivalry be going, you know, and how they be getting down in them small towns. Yo, it is serious. It is serious. Real serious.
So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about this whole case? I mean, again, like I said before, Mike,
he can't
blackboard it up. It supposedly happened, and I got to keep saying allegedly, happened last year. But in the midst of this guy's Heisman Trophy candidacy, his team possibly going to a national championship, he could have gone to the NFL and been a first-round draft pick, if not the number one pick. What are your thoughts on this entire situation besides sports?
I mean, you can't beat that. If the DNA is conclusive, you ain't beating that. You know, you ain't beating that. You ain't getting around that. You know, if it was a conspiracy, you know, it would be stupid to let that information get out. You know, you gotta let this kid get to the money. You know, he ain't even got to the money yet. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You got to get to the money, you know.
Well, that's what
so he can make
well,
the playoff.
If it is, and I don't think anybody here is saying it is, but if it were a Nick Saban or Urban Meyer or whatever case it may be, could that be the payoff that they don't want to play him in Florida State in a national championship game?
No, I mean,
possible.
It's possible, but you know, I wouldn't say that about like somebody like Nick Saban or even Urban Meyer. I don't think that they would get down like that. I would like to think that they wouldn't get down like that, but you know, I could be wrong. I could be proven wrong. But what I think more so what
Urban
I'm saying
Meyer,
is
a guy who's complaining about the BCS, which works for him in Florida.
I mean, yeah. He has, man. I think that that just doesn't seem right, like something they would really get, you know, go at. You know what I'm saying? Just bringing out dirt on somebody else to get them out of the game. I don't know about that. I got them covering up for their players, you know what I'm saying, and covering up, you know, the monies that's going to different players. I got them doing that. But I don't know if they've gotten to that level yet. But like I said, Black, I could be wrong. You know, this whole thing could bring it all out and just be like, whoa, this could be something new to me to make me change my thinking. But if whoever brought this information out, you know, I don't know why they would do it. You know, I really don't know why they would do it, because if you had that type of information on somebody like that, you wait till they get to the payday, and then you extort them. But you know, I don't know.
Let's not talk about extortion, but all right. I mean, it's a possibility. Things happen for a reason. And Jeff, again, is our conspiracy theorist guy. And I want to know from Jeff, viewing this whole situation, you know, who was the last player, you know, of this stature to go through something similar to this shortly before or just as soon as they stepped into the NFL? I mean, I can't think of another player that's won the Heisman or something like that.
Nothing of this magnitude. Nothing. There's been similar, but not. I mean, this is a guy who's was having a possible Heisman season, and for a team that's got a shot at the title. But there have been other college players with similar accusations. You know, I don't like to spread gossip, but you can look this stuff up. Mark Sanchez, early in his career at USC, there were rape charges, but the charges were dropped. And that was before he became the starter. You can look it up. This is a fact, but the charges were dropped. Who was that quarterback at Hawaii a few years ago? Colt Brennan, I think, was the name. You remember, he was charged with an assault on a young woman. I mean, at the time, you know, he was just another college quarterback. I think he did a short amount of time. But this is, you know, the stature of the player and the timing, it's hard to get much bigger, you know. There have been others, but not quite this big. This is huge.
Wow. Wow.
Is the charge? What exactly is the allegation?
Rape. I think rape. It's sexual assault.
It's sexual assault, not rape.
Okay, sexual assault.
Sexual assault,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that's bad. That's even worse. I think we got Jerry on the line. But there's something I wanted to say before I bring Jerry on. Well, one thing I want to hear from Black. All right, Black, you are a college football guy and basketball guy. How does this affect betting? How does this affect, you know, the money and all that for the University of Florida State? Because I know they've got bankroll over bankroll over bankroll, whatever the case may be. But how is this affecting Vegas and Atlantic City and all that?
Oh, well, we're going to have to see if he gets suspended or not. That's the only way things will change. If they're just going on with this investigation and allow him to play, this won't affect the point spread. I think that next two opponents, they're well favored over double digits these next two games. So it won't affect them until he gets suspended or if they have to sit him. I haven't seen the third string guy, so I couldn't even tell you what the third string quarterback looks like.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. And I'm going to bring Jerry in right now, but I want everybody to answer it. So if you were the coach of Florida State, forget his name, it's not Jimbo Fisher. Yeah, Jimbo Fisher. If you were Jimbo Fisher, Mr. Taylor, and this is going on, we talked about the Johnny Manziel thing, right, at the beginning of the season. Talk about that. We saw what Texas A&M did, but if this is way different. We're talking about sexual assault here. If you're Jimbo Fisher, do you sit this guy Saturday?
No. Why? Why? You would have to think that you got to let this play out. I understand that there's maybe supposedly some evidence, and the victim was pressured to not take this any further. But until he's convicted of something, absolutely, then no. I mean, it came up last week and it didn't affect him. So I don't think it's going to affect him this week. And play him.
Okay. Excuse me. Hi, Jerry. This is Jeff. I'd like to interject. The Florida State, I believe, I'm not on my computer right now, but I'm pretty sure I saw earlier in the day, they do have an official policy, and I think if a student, and that also means student-athlete, is indicted of a felony, they get suspended, and that is their official policy. I mean, maybe they can tweak it, but if that's the case, as long as he isn't indicted, you know, he can play. A lot of pressure on the young man, but I believe they do have a policy.
Okay, I'm going to get Mike and Black Stuff on it because I'm thinking if they've got DNA on this guy, an indictment ain't too far from coming down. If they got DNA evidence, something's going to drop. I mean, it might not happen Saturday, might happen Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, but that other shoe's going to drop. Mike, then Black.
You'd be crazy to sit him before they indict him. That, you know, you can't do it like that. That's just, you know, ridiculous. You set a precedent like that. That's just crazy because you don't know. You really don't know what how it's gonna play out. You know what I mean? Because the charges could seriously drop. You know, and somebody doesn't want to press charges. You know, that could happen. You know, but play him until he indicted.
Okay.
I'm rolling with my guy until those papers come across my desk. I'm leaving them out there.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm not saying he needs to be sad or anything like that, but I'm thinking, okay, is the media blitz worth it? Is it? I mean, you're playing teams that your backup probably could beat. It's not like you're playing Clemson, you're not playing whatever. But then on the other side of that, if you sit them, is that a sign of admission of guilt or that you don't believe your player or your athlete or your student? Is that a sign that is sent there? So, you know, the question came up in my office about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't know. Because if I play him and he has a good game, you know the meat is going to run right to him, and it's not going to be about the game. It's going to be about this situation. And I believe the NCAA has some type of rule for players, just like in the NFL, you have to speak to the media, or certainly you have to speak to the media directly after a game or something like that. So
hey.
That, huh?
Hey, there's two words that can cover any question that has to pertain
no
to that.
No comment.
No comment.
But I'm going to tell
exactly.
you, being a journalist, we're taught, and it's not something that's true, that no comment is a comment, and it's not a positive comment. You know,
but see,
can say no comment, but it just goes to fire.
Well, you can preface it as this. I prefer to talk about the game. I have no comment on anything off the field.
Exactly, and then you know you cannot allow the media to run anything.
Thank you.
You cannot, and believe me, all them students, hold on, Vic. All them students, all them players, they watching. And every other student in the nation, they watching. They watching. And you know what it's going to say if you sit him? not that it's an admission of guilt, but you have no backbone. No backbone. And now you want to send this boy out. You want to send all these men out, these young men out here to battle, and you ain't got enough mind to stand, you know, stand up. It's an allegation there. You know what I'm saying? It's an allegation there. You cannot allow that to happen. You cannot allow that to happen.
Go ahead, Black was talking. That wasn't me that was talking over you, but go ahead.
No, I was just saying that all he has to say is my coach advised me not to speak on the situation. That's it.
Okay. I mean, you're right. You're right. But, you know, some journalists are going to keep pushing the button until they get what they want, and hopefully it won't happen. But what I want to do right now is we have about 30 minutes left of live air, and this football game just kicked off. So I'm going to play a commercial. When I come back, two commercials. When I come back, we're going to talk about this Atlanta Falcons-Saints game. And I know we didn't get any comment from Mike or Jerry about A-Rod. So probably get a question there because I know Jerry's an A-Rod apologist just like he was a Ryan Braun. And we got a caller from the 301. So what I want to do right now is I'm going to play a couple commercials. And when we come back, we'll jump on those subjects. See you in about, 2 minutes.
If you're into fantasy sports, you're going to love the Fantasy Sports Show with host Victor Gardner and co-hosts Jerry and Black every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. This show is so hot, I can only play the intro.
Fantasy Sports and Policy.
You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. The Fantasy Sports Show. Information, motivation, variety. If you want to add a little spice to your talk radio, try No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, featured at blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. Arguably, No Chaser is the most, shall we say, controversial show in the lineup. Let me give you a couple of direct quotes. If LeBron took a shit in the middle of the street in broad daylight, his Boy Scouts would say, it's the greatest one ever. Here's another. Y'all dumb donkeys keep believing what Obama says. Just watch. This country is going to get worse, and I'm just going to sit back and say, I told you so. I can only assume this is why the show is called No Chaser. You can also visit fantasysportsandpolitics.webs.com for archives, advertising, and other information. It's No Chaser with Mac Williams and Jerry Taylor. Information, motivation, variety.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's me, Mr. Stefanski, sitting there for JT and Money. Even though JT's on the line, I'm holding it down for the Proof Show tonight with the Proof. Jeff, Black, Jerry, we got my cousin Mike on the line. And by the way, that last advertisement you just heard is true. Because right now, Mac is sitting back saying, I told you so. And he's talking about Obamacare and all that stuff. Well, I'll let him talk about that tomorrow. So, you know, I invite everybody to call in and jump on him and give Jerry some support sometimes. Because we know the rent's too damn high, candidate can't do it. But his representative, Jimmy McMillan, a.k.a. Black, would help out if he could. But right now...
By the way, Florida State hoses the Idaho Vandals this weekend. Florida State is a 56-point cover.
Well, you know, that, you might as well just let that dude play a quarter and sit him down. Before we get to anything else, I am going to tackle A-Rod for a minute. Before we do that, we got Steven on the line. Steven called in last week, if I'm not mistaken. Steven has a fantasy question that he wanted to get to. So let's get to that first before we do anything else. Steven, welcome to FSP Crew Show.
Thanks, guys. I have a quick question. I'm now, as Jeff knows, I'm in the process of trying to worry about fantasy, you know, in the playoffs. I'm 9-2.
Playoffs!
Yes. My man, Steven. Yes, indeed.
You know, so here's the problem. You guys know this better than anybody. I worry. I've got a question. I'm thinking about adding the backup running back in Houston, who's backing up Ben Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Johnson.
And
I think his name is Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson. That's right. And I didn't know whether or not my running back situation is follows. I got Toby Gerhart, Eddie Lacy, Adrian Peterson, and Lamar Miller. Would you consider dumping Lamar Miller for Johnson?
I know what Jerry's going to say. Well, I got a feeling what Jerry's going to say. Let's go this way. We'll say Jerry Flack. We'll go Mike Black, Jeff Mead, and Jerry. What are your thoughts? Okay.
My thoughts on what?
On what Steven just asked. He has
against the PPR
backs.
League. It's PPR
yeah.
League, yeah.
Okay.
Nah, I got
four
that.
Running backs.
Go on, move on.
Okay, all right. Whatever.
I don't know if you should make that move. Ever since one of the hosts on this show picked Houston as their team, everything has been downhill from there. If you're thinking about adding the backup of a backup, no, that,
right.
I wouldn't suggest it. I wouldn't suggest it. You're 9-2,
okay,
man. You're 9-2. You can sit in there and believe other guys say, but I would hold fast. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I talk about stuff like this with Steve all the time. You know, maybe if you have some other dead weight you could cut to pick up Johnson. I think Miller has underperformed, and it's not helping him. They don't have much of a line in Miami. But, I usually like whoever Houston plays at running back. But they're having a lot of problems now, and when they get behind, they can't run the ball like they used to be able to do. So, sometimes a standing pat might be your best move.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do, guys. I mean, and, you know, the other thing, I could drop either DeAndre Hopkins, but I'm not going to describe drop down. DeAndre Hopkins is the number two receiver. He is the number two on that. And meanwhile, you're right. Flack's right. You're searching for the backup instead of backup.
There you go.
But the backup got promoted because now Tate is the man, and he is playing fairly well, but he's playing through injury also.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
You're absolutely right on this, and here's what I would suggest, though. Maybe not pick up Johnson, but Daniel Thomas is taking a lot of time and effort away from Lamar Miller. I mean, but the problem there is exactly what Jeff said. You don't know what their offensive line is like, and you don't know who's going to get the ball most of the time. Marcus Pouncey returns this week, okay? So the center position gets better, but that left side is still messed up because Incognito and Martin, they're not there. And you're dealing with backups on the entire left side. But with that said, Miller or Thomas is better than Johnson. Johnson is getting spot duty versus Miller, who starts and split time. At least you know that Miller's going to play. And just like Black said, when a certain fan or quasi-fan picks a certain team or players, I'll just give an example. Jermichael Finley, for example. They disappear. If they decide to leave, let's say, New York, for example, New York or New Jersey, whatever they call it, and they decide to go ahead and pick up a team in Houston, that team has turmoil. I'm starting to believe that it's not the team, it's the fans. But that's just me. All right.
That's great.
Bye.
And one other thing, guys, for this week, I got Colby Fleener, Greg Olsen, and Delanie Walker. Fleener's playing the Cardinals, Olsen's playing Miami, and Walker's playing Oakland. I'm thinking about starting two tight ends. Which one of those matchups do you like best?
Let me answer this one, since you guys took over for everything else there. This in my opinion, I can't believe you got all three of these tight ends. This, in my opinion, is a no-brainer to me. Colby Fleener and Delanie Walker, without a doubt.
Dang.
Greg Olsen, I would sit him, and because Delanie Walker is going to have, it's got a good matchup, and Kobe Flanner is more or less the number two option in the passing game for Andrew Luck. So those are two I would go with. Even though
you guys are the best. That's great.
Even though Greg Olsen, Cam Newton likes throwing to him, I still prefer Kobe Flanner and Delanie Walker.
Oh, dude, that's great. And you know, last night.
Wait, I got one more for you. You said you're thinking about going double tight end. What?
Yeah.
Who else can you put in that slot other than a tight end?
Well,
you have
here's
some
the
great
thing.
Running backs.
That's a good question. I got Wilker, who's questionable right now. They're saying he's going to play.
He's going.
And I got Emmanuel Sanders, Dobson, and then DeAndre Hopkins and Demaryius Thomas. So I'm starting Demaryius. Who would you start out of those guys?
Denver all the way. Denver all the way, bro.
Who do you have as your wide receivers?
Okay, I've got Dobson from the Patriots, who was playing Denver, DeAndre Hopkins, Jacksonville, playing Jacksonville, Emmanuel Sanders playing Cleveland, Demaryius and West playing you-know-who this week, the Patriots.
Is Emmanuel Sanders, is he questionable or probable?
Probable.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, let me put it this way. The DBs in New England are depleted, and Denver's got one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, that could get tricky because that's a night game. And has Welker officially been cleared to play yet? Because you get a late scratch on one of those night games, you could have some trouble.
Well, you have Welker and Demaryius Thomas?
Yes.
And he has Dobson. So if Welker does get scratched, you can always throw
there
in
you
Dobson.
Go. Yeah.
So me, this is just Vic talking, Steve.
Yep.
I would go Broncos all the way. And if something does happen to Welker and you might have to scratch him, you're throwing Dobson in his place because you got that backup.
Right.
The other one, I'm not worried about those cats. I wouldn't even consider who to put. But, again, you have that extra spot that you're saying you can either do a tight end or something, somebody else. Now, if you have an option to put in a running back in that position, you said you got A.P. Lacy, Miller and Toby Gerhardt, right? And another player and another running back?
That's it, just those four.
Okay. Well, you run with those two, and you have considered – I think you've done a good job. I think you would go double tight end because Miller is a hit-or-miss situation. The two tight ends that you mentioned, and I agree with Jerry, I think we all agree with Jerry about Delanie Walker and Kobe Flanner. I'm kind of leaning toward Olsen, but, I can see where Jerry was coming from with his analysis, so I can agree with that. So I think you know what you're doing. I think you got the right lineup mix on hand. It's just a matter of watching out for your wide receivers for that Sunday night game.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm glad I picked up Dobson. But although I will tell you guys, I can't take, and I've told Jeff this 100 times, I swear I will never pick up another wide receiver from the Patriots because they have so many different weapons. It drives me nuts. Do you know why I was going into Monday night? I was down 10. I was down 15. I'm sorry. I was down 15. I had the Pats D, and I had Dobson, and I ended up losing by 5.
Hmm.
You know what?
When the playoff round comes for you, all I want you to do is tweet me a picture with you with that money.
I hope.
Hold on.
Black, from your – I hope. But like Jeff said, years ago, he went 9-2 in the league, and he ended up getting knocked out.
Is he the guy that's leading our Pauly Palace?
Oh, I am. I'm on a little bit of a – I'm on a 9-game win streak, if you want to bring that
Whatever.
Up. But,
no,
but the thing is, I don't want to brag or anything. But the thing is, as much as I like having a 9-game win streak, unless you go all the way, it doesn't mean anything, you know. I mean, it helps get you there, but, you know, you got to finish the job. And I like the fact that – I don't know if I clinched it, but most likely I'm going to have a first week bye, which is, you know, for having the best and the second best record, that's a good reward, because when only four teams make the playoffs and there's two rounds, you could go undefeated and you don't get a bye and some team sneaks into the playoffs, then basically you're the same status. So it is nice to have a league that's set up like that.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I'm the champ of last year, so, you know, I'm getting my butt handed to me this year. I think Black set that up on purpose.
In multiple leagues.
Hey, you're right. I was champ last year in multiple leagues. You're right.
And
year,
getting
I'm
your butt handed
well.
To you in this year in multiple leagues.
I just admitted that. You ain't got to put that out there. But Steven.
Wait a minute. Well, but this is a statement that you made before the season.
Oh, my God.
I have a bunch of leagues, and I plan to rule. I have a plan, and I'm going to rule this league.
Well, now listen.
Many leagues.
This isn't about me. This is about Steven. And
you're right.
To be honest, I'm in 20 leagues, and right now
right.
I only have a positive record in seven of them. And the ones that have a positive record, I'm in the hunt for the playoffs or the division or the first place position. So it might not be the ones I had last year, but it was some new ones. But Steven, I hope we helped you a little bit. Pretty much, you know what you're doing. And yes, like Black said, tweet us, FSP Crew Show, Magic Man 1956,
54.
Whatever. Sorry, I tried to make you younger. 54, Magic Man, 1954. Fan Sports and Palm. Tweet us that picture. And I want to say thanks to the
if
guys.
If I do it, you know, I owe you guys a cut because you guys save me every week.
Oh, hey, look, you're a Maryland, right? You're
my yeah.
league, man.
We're
going out for a bit.
No doubt. I promise if I win it. Have a great night, guys. Thanks again
you
for
too.
Your help.
You too, Steve. Good luck.
Hey,
good luck,
call,
bro.
Steve. All right. Steven.
That's my
guy. Return caller. Like having him on the show, he comes with energy, one of Jeff's buddies, and we've helped him out. I think he called in last year, too, if I'm not mistaken, for some help, and we helped
yes.
him out then, too. So that's always a good thing. We have repeat customers. Speaking of repeat customers, starting this Thanksgiving or December 1st, everybody make your move on over to Fantasy Sports Book and Casino.com. That's Fantasy Sports Book and Casino.com. Either this Thanksgiving or December 1st. Repeat customers, always welcome. A lucky few will start off with a $900 credit. Real money, real games. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 10 minutes left alive there, so let's get this real quick. Atlanta is leading with a Steven Jackson one-yard plunge over New Orleans. New Orleans now has the ball on their first drive. Drew Brees just threw an incompletion. I mean, on their second drive, Drew Brees just threw an incompletion. Here's my question, guys. And the Saints are sitting at 9-2, or 8-2. I apologize, 8-2, and Seattle's 10-1. Who wins the NFC East? Because we got Carolina coming up strong. Looks like they're peaking right about now. Still got the 49ers who look like they're trying to get on track. You got those wonderful Cardinals, Jerry, fighting for that playoff spot. You know, you've got the NFC North, which looks more and more like either Detroit or Chicago is going to win it. And Green Bay, if Rodgers doesn't come back, is going to be terrible. Talk to me, guys, about this game we got going on and the NFC playoff picture. I don't care who goes first.
All I know is that one of these hosts will be a little bit richer when the season ends.
What?
One of these hosts will be a little bit richer when the season
well,
ends.
Well, I tell you what.
I'm not sure if you heard me.
Hey, it might be a draw. It might be a draw. Let's put it that way. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because right now, both hosts are even. Thank you very much. But go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you, well, It doesn't sound like much of a showdown, but in the NFC least, Dallas is coming to the Meadowlands to play the Giants on Sunday, the 4:25 game, and that's huge. And who would have thought after an 0-6 start, the Giants still got a shot at winning that weak division. And the thing is, you know, the Giants, they won a few games. Whoop-de-doo, they lucked out. They're beating up on backup quarterbacks. With Dallas, they got to face a real quarterback and a real offense. And unfortunately, I think I saw a picture of the Dallas defense on a milk carton because those cats are hard to find. They really missed Sean Lee, but the defense wasn't even that good with him.
Hey, look here. I got my snipers positioned on the roof of Meadowlands Stadium. One sniper's aimed at Jason Garrett. The other sniper's aimed at Jerry Jones. I don't know how he came out today and backed up Jason Garrett for next season as well. I don't know what the hell is going on. But, yeah, Eli should have about 10,000 passing yards this coming Sunday.
Oh, wow. So is Claiborne not working out for you? Is that what you're telling me? Claiborne's not working out?
I'm telling you that Monty Kiffin's old ass is not working out for us.
Well, look, Sean Lee returned. Sean Lee's playing, if I'm not mistaken, and he's pretty damn good.
No, DeMarcus Ware is supposed to be returning.
Okay. All right. Well, talk to me, Jerry and Mike. Give me your thoughts.
What is it that you want to know
about this Atlanta?
This is a no-brainer to me. Atlanta is given quite naturally because it's a division rivalry. Atlanta's going to give their best shot. New Orleans sustains that best shot because of the things that have been happening with Atlanta. They're 2-8. Once New Orleans gets on top of them, they're going to lay down like a cheap suit.
Okay, playoff picture. Talk to me about the NFC playoff picture.
Well, that's still murky. New Orleans still has to play Seattle. The 49ers still have to play Seattle. It's talk to me in week 14. I can give you a better idea because there's too many things going on in each of the some of these divisions that it's still yet to be played out. I still think Dallas, regardless of what the Giants have been doing, still win that division. In the North, I even have an even stronger idea now that the Detroit Lions win that division.
Yeah, I hope they win one of their next four games. They're definitely going to do that. 6-10. If they don't win one of these four games, they're going 6-10. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you are hoping they go 6-10. Otherwise,
well,
my PayPal.
Hey, you know mine when Arizona goes 8-8 because they only got two more games to win and they will do that.
We will see, Mr. Gardner. And we do have a matchup this week, you know.
Yes, we do. I mean, that's up to you. But you know what? We got about
Where is this matchup taking place?
Hold on. We'll get to that in a second. Let me get Michael in and get his thoughts on this game and the NFC.
I think the Saints can have no problem putting it to Atlanta. You know, I agree with Jerry, but I think they just going to fold like a $2 suit. Playoff picture, Seattle. Give me Seattle. Give me the Lions. Give me, the Saints and the Pukes. And I throw Cam out there, but then it's gonna be another wild card team. I don't know who that would be. I give you five or six.
Okay.
Let me interject right quick before you send this. I saw on ESPN this week, because we have two Thunderskin fans on the line. What would you guys think on that whole thing?
Let's not discuss that.
RG3.
Oh, what?
Listen.
The whole Phantom Mall. Mr. Sir dropped a lot in RG3 situation this week.
Honestly,
I'm surprised you haven't talked about that.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's blown out of proportion. It's really nothing to talk about. You know, it's
wow.
About, no, seriously. Seriously.
Wow.
Seriously, what I'm telling you
maybe
is
Saturday. That. Maybe Saturday, but not today.
I mean, of course they losing. You know what I'm saying? They 3-7. So everybody's frustrated. That comes with the territory. But to say that there's some type of division or something, to sit up there and talk about this, there's a separation, it's not. It's not. That's DC at its best. That's DC at its finest.
Yeah, it's nothing there.
That's
nothing
how
there.
We
nothing
get
there.
Down here.
There's nothing to talk about there. But Mr. Black, the matchup happened in the Wolverines in the House League, and it's myself versus Mr. Taylor. Currently starting lineups are. For me, Matthew Stafford, Reggie Bush, Bobby Rainey, Roddy White, Josh Gordon, Vernon Davis, James Laurinaitis, Danny
before you reel off these names, what is your record in this game?
That's not important right now.
It is very important right now. What is
yes.
your record before you reel off these names?
Okay, first of all,
No. He asked you a point-blank question. What is your record?
We're going to do it. I'm going to talk about it. It's hard for me to
There's nothing to talk about. Just give me a record.
Because last year I went to the championship game, and this is one of these leagues that I was dominant last year. And this year, I'm having some difficulties.
I'm 4-7.
Last year, you won a division. This year, you're 3-7. Are you telling me that you're 3-7 in this fantasy league?
I'm telling you I'm 4-7. I'm 4-7. Okay?
And what is my record there, Mr. Garner?
7-4. But anyway, regardless of
currently I rank what, second in this league? Thank you very much. Hello, keep on going.
All right, hey, you need some ice and some for your back to be patting so hard. All right. At any rate, in this league, Jerry and I pulled off a trade. We pulled off a trade that was pretty daggone good. I really didn't want to do it because I knew what it was going to do for his team, but I didn't think he was going to get the player before Sunday's game. Obviously, enough people voted for the trade to go through. You know, like for trades, it's either 2 days or the balance of the league votes a trade through. Well, what happened was the balance of the league voted this trade through Sunday morning, as opposed to when it was supposed to go off at Sunday night, which would have locked the players in on each team until this week. So anyway, Mr. Taylor has a very dominant team, and but this week he's going to lose to me. I ended up trading him, and I really don't like it, but I gave him Megatron.
Thank you.
In return, he sent me Josh Gordon and Giovanni Bernard. And it's a pretty even trade, in my opinion. It just so happens that this week I play him. So my team, again, Matthew Stafford, Reggie Bush, Bobby Rainey, Roddy White, Josh Gordon, Vernon Davis, James Laurinaitis, Danny Trevathan, Eric Berry, the Jets defense, and Nick Folk. Whereas Jerry has his all-star lineup, which I hope falls apart on him. He has RG3, Jamal Charles, Chris Aguignani. Now, here's the part that's a killer, adding with Jamal Charles and RG3. Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson, Greg Olsen, Chad Greenway, Thomas Davis, Bernard Pollard, the Cowboys defense, and Jay Field. I'm projecting
that defense, buddy.
Well, no, I mean it's a good. I think they're going to show up in this game actually. But I'm projected to win 191 to his 175. But I've lost to Jerry when I've had like a projection of 40 points or better. And
I told you don't pay attention
to
those. Told you don't pay attention to those projections.
I know. But the only thing that really scares me in this matchup, and we're in overtime, guys, is the fact that he has double trouble plus Jamal Charles. And Jamal Charles is going against a San Diego run defense that isn't that good. We lost my cousin, 2-4. We lost him, okay. You know, you got Dez Bryant going against the Giants. Sometimes they do a good job, but I don't think they're going to do a good job this year. Then you got Megatron going against Revis Island. That's my only refuge on that one. But Jamal Charles scares me. I really think San Fran's going to keep RG3 in check, but RG3 has this tendency to find a way to make the teams that have great defenses not look so good against him. But the poor defenses like Green Bay and stuff like that, he flourishes. So, he sucks. He sucks, I mean. And I don't get it. So I'm really worried about this game right here. But nevertheless, that's the matchup. So I want to get Jeff's thoughts, then Black's thoughts, and then I'll let the old man say what he's going to say because I know he's going to try to smell something.
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry's team sounds very impressive, but you do have a good shot. And those projections, I do look at them, but I realize they are very inaccurate. And, you know, hey, I had Jamal Charles in my suicide last week, in my suicide league. He, you know, had a good matchup and yada, yada, and laid an egg. So you never know. And like Chris Berman always says, that's why they play the games.
Speaking of smelling good, things, yeah. I smell 4-8 in your future.
Oh, really?
This is not good, you, my friend. Dave, wow. And Megatron, and Jamal.
I know.
Woo!
I know.
Somebody,
I know.
Right, well, Mr. Gardner. Let me see now. Where'd you live at? You live near Tracy in California? I smell them greenbacks all the way from California to New Jersey. I smell them. Do you smell them? Because I think it's about that time. I think it's about that time. I think it's a Ben Franklin time?
No. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Oh, here we go.
No.
It must be cold in Tracy, because it is it's freezing. I can tell because you have no kahunas. They must be frozen. Exactly. They must be rising up, and you mustn't have any right now because Benjamin Franklin you usually jump at. But I guess. In your older age, as you lose your testosterone and gain a little bit more estrogen, that you have a tendency to back off. But that's how I understand.
Whoa,
I understand.
Jerry roughness on Jerry. Whoa.
I mean, you know what? The thing about it is, Jerry's way older than me, so he's already experienced this, and he already has his estrogen flow going. So I ain't worried about.
Well, let me put it this way: some men get it quicker than others, and I think you are one of those early guys. I'm just saying.
You gonna make me come over there and smack your side of your head? I tell you what, old dude.
There you go.
Tell you what I'm gonna do.
Can we all just get along?
We can, but Jerry has a problem, and I'm going to solve it, you know. I'm going to put him back in his place. I nicknamed him the ATM for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what I do. I do like another president, though.
Oh,
I
boy.
I do like another president.
And, which one, Lincoln?
No, he likes George.
George?
Not George. I think Grant was a pretty good president at the time. And, you know, that seems apropos. Because, first of all, one of my players has already played. So you know,
what's that mean? The game's not over yet.
I know it's not over yet, but the first quarter is. And that bothers me, that player hasn't had one ball thrown in his direction. So that kind of bothers me. But with that being said, you know, I smell a Grant in the air.
A Grant. Ulysses Grant would turn over in his grave if he knew someone in the military didn't have any kahunas.
Really? At least you know he
would integrity. Turn over in his grave.
You know he has integrity. Referencing the master plan this Sunday, so let's go there. All I'm saying is you're in or you're out. Now, if you need some help, we can get the old people at the old folks home to rub some of that Bengay on you and that other stuff to help you walk and grab yours as you go to the toilet. That's
well, if you
to
want
say.
To make it, let me put it this way, Victor, and I'll put it bluntly. I'll put it on no chaser type of way. If you want to make a half ass bet, like half of a Benjamin Franklin with a Ulysses S. Grant bill, that's fine. I'll take that half-ass, no problem.
Okay. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And the last thing I wanted to say is this. Because Mr. Taylor claims that Mr. Wright is a witness to this, and I need to know when this took place, because if I know where it takes place, I can hear it for myself. Mr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
Do you recall what show or when or if or I know the bet took place, but how much the bet between myself and Mr. Taylor was for the Detroit Lions record?
I sure do. Let me get my Johnny Carson hat on.
Okay.
I have my Johnny Carson hat on now. Let me get my envelope.
Okay.
I distinctly and clearly recall the $200 bets.
Okay, when was this made? That's the question. Because one person says it was 200, one person says it was 100, and one person says you would back them up, but I'm trying to figure out when was it made, because I know it was made on air, but neither
one
of us.
Wait, let me go to the envelope. The envelope is telling me it was made on the Saturday show.
Okay, which Saturday show? Because both of us have been listening to all the shows from the summer, and none of them.
I don't believe that this was made in early
summer. It had to be made in August.
Late summer.
It had to be
late
made
summer,
in August.
Late summer.
It had to be late August because on the first, the draft show, because that's where we actually heard that, yeah, we're going to finalize it, the draft show, I think it was a draft for the Yahoo League, if I'm not mistaken. I finally say, okay, so we're going to make this bet here. We're going to make it final. And he said, yeah, because then we were talking about the actual
NFC,
parameters
NFC,
of the
NFC North division, right?
Nah, dude, we did NFC North. NFC North was in the beginning of the summer. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, that, no, the bet wasn't finalized. Because we both listened to it, and it was finalized in either September or late August. So the one in June, July, that was just talking about let's do a bet. It was not finalized until August or early September.
Well, you got to check those shows. I can't give you the show number, but you got to check those shows.
Okay, because the one you heard.
Yes, I've removed my Johnny Carson back.
Thank you very much, because your Johnny Carson hat was wrong.
What's that?
I said his Johnny Cochran hat was wrong.
He's not wrong. He was witness to it. He heard it.
The witness. Hold on. You know what? Hey,
I was there for that show. You'll hear me
there. Jeff, being an impartial jury member, was that testimony enough to convict a fly?
Hey, you know what?
Before you answer, go back to the archives. Before you answer, I'm a very honorable guy. Okay, go ahead.
Go to the archives.
That's what we've been doing, and we can't find it for nothing, dude.
That's tough because there's so many archives. But, you know, keep guessing, trying to figure out what week it was, but then you got to listen through the whole show. Try to think, like, associate what else was going on at the time. That could help you sometimes figure out a date on something. Like, what else were you discussing? What chain of thought led to that, you know?
We were discussing records.
Oh, yeah.
We were discussing records.
I know where it was.
Very episode.
What's that, Black?
Yeah, like we were discussing records that very episode.
No. Again, Black, you're talking about the NFC North, which happened in the beginning of June, July. But the bet, we made the bet before one of the drafts.
Forget the NFC North episode. I'm talking about we were discussing records and schedules during this episode.
What are you talking about? You mean as far as the season had already started?
No, as far as the rest of the league with schedules.
Again, which one? Because I'm going to tell you what happened, guys, and I know we're going overtime and we really don't need to be doing this on the air, but it's fine. Because here's what happened. During the draft, at the beginning of the show, I said, okay, fine, we're going to discuss the deal. We're going to finally make the deal. And Jay says, yeah, let's make the deal now. I said, okay, we'll talk about it later. So we go into the draft, and we're drafting. And then I draft Reggie Bush. And then Jerry says, oh, this is great. This is great because you're going to lose to me. You're going to lose some money to me and you need them to win and blah, 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 blah. So that's when, you know, that was talked about. But at the end of that show, we never discussed the final parameter for the money. That's how I figured out, okay, if it didn't happen there, then it had to happen on the master plan. But then I listened to the master plan, and we don't even discuss it. We talk about the debt. We don't talk about the money, though. And I'm like, what the hell happened? What did you tell us that? So, you know, I'm like, okay. I'm trying to figure out what happened, where it went, or whatever it should be. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry and I are going to come to a happy medium. I say it's $100. Jerry says it's $200. Because neither one of us, and we both have been trying for, what, like last 2 or 3 weeks, Jerry?
Yep.
Something like that. To find this damn audio. And unless somebody can find it, if somebody can find the audio where it says, and this is after the first draft, because that's when we said we agreed on the trade, and I think we talked about it during the season, too, because Jerry says, I'm going to be $100 richer in one of the shows.
No.
Yes, it is. Well, matter of fact, it was when the Lions had won their first 3 or 4 games. I'm gonna get that show. But anyway, happy meeting. If we cannot find audio supporting either one of our facts after, you know, that first draft, because that's when we finally agreed that we were going to do the bet, then we'll come to this happy meeting. I say 125. Jerry says 150.
Here's what me and the Joker say. If you guys can't find the audio, we'll split the money. Me and the Joker will split the money.
Hey, if somebody could find, how about a reward? If somebody could find the audio, they get a piece. Is it possible that the audio could have been erased? You know, I think I smell a conspiracy, you know.
Dude, yeah, you know what? Jerry knows how to do it. That's all I'm going to say. Jerry knows.
Oh, you know what? There was no way I'm going to erase it if it's $200 on the line. There's no way. Well, absolutely not.
I didn't erase it.
I know for a fact, and Black heard it too, that it was a deuce. That it was a deuce.
Yeah,
I told you.
He heard the one we talk about the NFC North game. That's the one he's talking about. But the NFC North show was early in the summer before we agreed to actually do the trade. So don't even give me that. That's the one he just said. He just said that. So, again, the reward is if somebody can, you know, find this audio and produce it, then there is something I'm giving them. I put this out, what was it, last Saturday, Jerry?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yep.
So if somebody can, I don't care who it is, and I give out good gifts. So, you know, I want to find it. I want to get it settled. But if we can't by the end of the football season find the actual audio, then the happy medium that we're talking about is between 125 and 150. We can work that out at some other point, or we can do it right now. I know Jeff probably wants to go get something to eat, and Black, he's working at the store. So that's up to you, Mr. Taylor.
No, but, I'm not ready to commit to that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still looking, and you know what I'm going to do? Now I'm listening to every Saturday show since the season started that talks about you saying I'm going to be $100 richer, because that's...
It's not $100. No. If I said that, it was because of either a matchup, or it was the something else, not that.
Because I said,
Mr. Gardner, the two wagers we had, I wrote them down. I didn't write the date down. I wrote the date down for one of them, which was the Arizona record, but I wrote the date and the amount for that one. But I didn't write the date, but I did write the amount on a binder that I keep record of the records. So I know what I said, and I said it on that program. I got the amount written down. You remember me
y'all
saying
said,
that? I got the amount written down.
Y'all just said it happened here on the FSP Crew show, so I don't know what to believe from you now.
I said it may have. I didn't say it did for sure. I said it may have, because I couldn't recall exactly when it was made, but I do know it was made.
Okay, Ronald Reagan. I mean, we're going to get you some Alzheimer's disease medication. I got you. Well, anyway, I want to thank you guys for letting me sit in and host the show.
I appreciate it, Vic.
Not a problem, dude. I know you had to take care of some business with a friend, and I hope everything's okay. But it's been my
pleasure.
Not
really, but.
I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you. But it's been a pleasure dealing with the Joker. Always a good time when I got the Parlay Palace Mafia guy who always set it up so the former champion can't win, Black the Bookie on. And my boy JTAT and Money, who I always will, be indebted. I'm indebted to all three of you. I'm not lying. And when this site opens, I'm going to make sure when I do the cold opening, if you want it, I'm going to try to get you up to 900 credits, a.k.a.
I got gamblers waiting, man. I got a whole sports group on Facebook waiting.
Okay. Well, like I said, Thanksgiving or December 1st, got to get the money. If Arizona wins the next two games and Detroit decides to lose the rest of their games, but we'll see. But I want to thank you guys again.
I appreciate it, Vic.
No problem. I need you to do what you do, unless we're going to go around the horn real quick.
No, from all the listeners, and that includes the from our host, Jeff the Joker, Black, Victor, and myself, you know what you've been listening to.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore, Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, log on.